Okay, let's get into it. We're looking at a really interesting document today, the Western Cape's Growth for Jobs Strategy 2023. It's basically the executive summary, but it reads almost like a regional plan trying to carve its own path away from some tough national economic issues.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah, the strategy is definitely facing up to, you know, low GDP growth, high unemployment, and it acknowledges the constraints, things like load shedding, stagnant national policy. These are real risks.
But the goal itself is, well, it's bold, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. They're aiming for what they call breakout economic growth, somewhere between 4% and 6% a year by 2035. That means deliberately trying to stop just sort of tracking the slower national economic pace.
So if they're setting this independent course, what's the core idea driving it? They talk about the private sector creating jobs and the state acting as the horizontal enabler. That term, horizontal enabler, sounds a bit like jargon. What does it mean practically for you listening?
Yeah. Right. It basically means the government is saying, look, we're not going to pick winners. We're not going to try and run industries. Instead, their job is to make the whole environment better for everyone. So open markets, fair chances, sustainability. They're essentially saying, we'll build a really good playing field. You businesses bring the teams, the capital, the jobs.
Okay, makes sense. And to hit that huge 4-6% growth target, they've laid out these 7 priority focus areas, PFAs. Let's maybe start with the ones driving the economy directly. PFAs 1 and 2, investment and market growth.
Exactly. PFA 1 is all about pulling in investment, both from within South Africa and internationally. But investment needs somewhere to go, right? That's PFA 2, growing the market. And the big number here, the really eye-catching one, is they want to triple the value of exports by 2035.
Triple? Wow. Goods, services, tourism, the whole lot.
The whole lot. That tripling is key to how they plan to kind of decouple the provincial economy from the limits of just the South African market.
Okay. Tripling exports, doubling growth. That needs serious resources. Which brings us straight to the big constraints, doesn't it? Energy and water, PFAs 3 and 4. These almost feel like must-haves before you can even talk about attracting that investment in PFA 1.
They absolutely are prerequisites. PFA 3 is energy resilience. We all know about the national crisis, that 6-gigawatt shortfall, but there's a longer game too, transitioning to net zero carbon by 2050. And this isn't just, you know, nice to have climate stuff. It's about economic survival, especially with things like carbon border adjustments, CBAs.
Like those CBAs, basically tariffs on exports if they're made using dirty energy. Makes our stuff too expensive overseas. So what's the target locally?
The goal is to cut reliance on Eskom by somewhere between 1,800 and 5,700 megawatts by 2035. That means boosting local generation. And tightly linked is PFA 4, water security. After that awful drought, resilience is the word. They aim to double the water available for businesses, the secondary and tertiary sectors, by 2035. You just can't triple exports if the lights go out or the taps run dry.
No, absolutely not. Foundational stuff. Okay, moving to the more future-facing areas then. PFA 5 is technology and innovation. We know SA generally underspends on R&D compared to the rest of the world. What's the plan here? Make the Cape the tech hub of Africa.
That's precisely the ambition. Become the tech, startup, and venture capital hub for the continent. And they've put numbers on it. A 300% increase in R&D spending and hitting R20 billion in venture capital deals annually by 2035. That R20 billion target means serious competition with places like Lagos, Nairobi. They seem to think they can win by focusing on niches, fintech, health tech, green tech.
Ambitious. And all that innovation needs solid ground to stand on. PFA 6. Infrastructure. They talk about supporting a R1 trillion economy by 2035, a trillion rand economy.
Is the infrastructure plan actually detailed enough to cope with that kind of scale?
Well, it has to be, doesn't it? The aim is intelligent, resilient infrastructure. Physical roads and ports, digital fiber, maybe hybrid stuff too. It's all geared towards enabling that R1 trillion economy. Mm. Infrastructure needs to stop being a drag and start being a catalyst. Smooth out the friction. Okay, last one, PFA 7. This feels crucial. Employability and economic access. It tackles the deep inequalities, the old spatial divides that lock people out.
Exactly. It's about access, making sure everyone who wants to work or start something has a pathway, whether that's through skills, help navigating careers, support for entrepreneurs, or even just making sure opportunities aren't all clustered in one place. Better access, better locations.
So wrapping it up, this whole strategy seems laser focused on overcoming those national drags through smarter policy, securing energy and water, pushing innovation, and really relying on the private sector. It's a big bet on the region's ability to act independently.
It really is. And they even quote Mandela in the foreword, you know? It seems impossible until it is done. Success really depends on the government actually living this idea of being a horizontal enabler, not just talking about it, moving away from business as usual.
So the big question for you, the listener, to think about is, can a region, however agile, truly unhitch its economic wagon from persistent national challenges? That's the tightrope they're walking for the next decade.